I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm John Batchelor. Fearless is the book Wilma Sauce and America's Forgotten Investor Movement. Janice Trafflett and Robert Wright are the authors. I'm speaking to the professor. It is now November 1953. Wilma has been an activist, a gadfly, all these years since she first spoke up against the U.S. Steel's presumptions in 1947. However, it's the Belasco Theater. The director is George Kaufman. You don't get more famous than this. And the play is The Solid Gold Cadillac. What is that, Professor?
So The Solid Gold Cadillac is a play that has resounding success on Broadway. And the play is about a semi-fictional character named Laura Partridge that actually seems to be modeled very heavily on the real-life Wilma Sauce. And in the play, the script, Laura Partridge is a small share owner in a company called General Products. And she only owns 10 shares, but she goes to a shareholder meeting to voice her concerns, gets rebuffed, and the company winds up making her their first ever director of shareholder relations in an effort actually to kind of placate her. But the joke winds up being on General Products because GP doesn't realize that she's going to take this role seriously and cultivate small investors like herself to wind up being a force to contend with. And so Wilma Sauce was claimed many times that the film was based on her, and no one ever refuted her. And if you watch the film, the play that was later was made into a movie, you can see many parallels between Wilma Sauce and Laura Partridge. And it's a movie well worth watching. And you can buy the script of the play as well.
A couple of details here. First of all, mm-hmm. Josephine Hull plays mm-hmm. the Laura character in the play, a senior figure who mm-hmm. later stars in two very famous movies, Arsenic and Old Lace and Harvey. However, mm-hmm. Josephine Hull, I take it, was a round and pleasant senior figure. Wilma was not. Wilma is now 53, 54 years old. They mm-hmm. do make the change when they go to the big screen. Judy mm-hmm. Holliday, the glamorous and extremely popular star at the time. So mm-hmm. we have to say that Wilma's career was helped immensely by that change of casting from a nice grandmotherly figure to a star. At the same time, we need to explain Solid Gold Cadillac. It was a General Motors idea, but mm-hmm. it wasn't about a Cadillac. This is a wonderful detail. What was it originally about, Professor?
Well, in some ways, the whole idea of the Solid Gold Cadillac, it's almost like a Cinderella story of, but in the promotion for the movie, they actually did make a solid, something that was supposed to look like a solid gold Cadillac, but as part of a promotion for GM. But the idea was that, you know, that the heroine would ride into the sunset in her solid gold Cadillac and live, you know, happily ever after. So Solid Gold Cadillac winds up being something that really took hold in the popular imagination about the idea of not only having a Cadillac, which signified post-war affluence, but to have a solid gold Cadillac was even better.
It was originally supposed to be a Chevy. They 500 yeah. oh, yes, million exactly. car yeah. rolling off of General Motors lines. These are the days yeah. when what's good for General Motors is good for General Motors. It's also good for the United States good of America. All right, now it's 1953 to 56. Wilma yeah. is going to meeting after meeting and rising for something called she calls positive rights. What is she? What is her economic bill of rights? What is she telling these boards?
Yeah. Well, she's trying to be positive in terms of thinking about the planks for the organization, the nonprofit that she's running, that you should be the company should be in favor of equal rights. And it's designed to kind of have a more positive spin than thinking that, OK, corporations are being tasked with stop being this way, this way, this way, like be in favor of economic rights for all. And this kind of model goes back to Wilma Sauce's the influence of the suffrage movement and the Seneca Bill of Rights, which was phrased more negatively. And so Wilma Sauce tried to be, cajole and persuade these boards to do the right thing.
She is only a few shares when she goes to these meetings, but I get the mm-hmm. sense that she's inventing that style. I have five shares, but I get to speak. She also yeah. often needs to remind people, and she gets really good media, really, really good, sensational. Yeah. The New York Times, mm-hmm. the Wall Street Journal. Mm-hmm. There was an article in Cosmopolitan magazine one time profiling her. The New Yorker would write her up. So always positive, cheerful. Mm-hmm. We need to describe Wilma's adopting a style. She wears costumes. What inspired her to do that? What kind of costumes, Professor?
First of all, the costumes were a way for her. She was steeped in the idea of free publicity. How do you get free publicity to your cause? And if you dress up in some type of theme that will garner you media attention when you show up to these shareholder meetings, great. So, for example, she goes to a GM meeting dressed in Victorian garb of, long dress and, the hat, the whole thing, for the purpose of pointing out that General Motors is stuck in the Victorian era in terms of how they treat women. Another time for CBS and the quiz show scandals in the 60s. She comes in with as a cleaning lady with a mop and a bucket to clean things up. And so her idea is, okay, if she makes a splash at these meetings, no one can ignore her. And the media will be there looking to see how is Wilma Sauce dressed for this and what's going to be her message based on her costume.
And in 1956, NBC, the NBC radio network, make the genius decision to give her a radio program. Pocketbook News is the name. You've listened yeah. to some of the episodes. What is yeah. Wilma talking about?
Pocketbook News runs for a long period of time, eventually becomes renamed Wilma Says. And it was a show that really highlighted how intelligent Wilma Sauce was, that she could talk about the economy, she could talk about the stock market, she could talk about politics. But the whole idea in terms of the pocketbook, which is, I understand from my nieces, is an outdated term for your purse. But to think about, okay, what pocketbook issues are affecting ordinary Americans, and how can Wilma Sauce talk you through some of the problems? So in the 1970s, for example, she would talk about inflation, how inflation is eating away at your money, and you need to invest in the stock market because if you just put it in a bank account, you're not going to keep up with the rate of inflation. You're actually going to be losing, real dollars.
We're going to the 1960s and Wilma Sauce and a new star. The book is Fearless, Wilma Sauce and America's Forgotten Investor Movement. Professor Janice Trafflett, Robert Wright, the authors. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It's a strange shift, isn't it? The parent who raised you needs some help, and you want to be there. With Care.com, you don't have to do it alone. Whether you're clear on the kind of care your aging loved one needs or still figuring it out, we've got support. Find background-checked in-home senior caregivers for anything from companionship to dementia care, or browse senior living communities, read reviews, even schedule a tour, plus access to safety checks to help with your peace of mind. Still not sure what's best? Our senior care advisors, who are all master's level social workers, can help you build a plan. For a limited time, use the code PODCAST20 for 20% off your initial care.com subscription. That's PODCAST20, all one word, good for 20% off. Start your senior care journey with confidence.